It's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Today and tomorrow, we're going to talk about what sequestration, those looming federal budget cuts, could mean for our state. And we'll start with Colorado's sizable research community. There are, of course, federal installations here, like the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden, NOAA in Boulder. And there are universities, where professors and scientists rely a great deal on government grants. With us from CU Boulder is Patricia Rankin, Vice Chancellor for Research. Thank you so much for being with us.
And it's a pleasure to be here, Ryan.
First of all, paint us a picture of the type of research, maybe the scope of it as well, going on at CU that has federal backing.
We're doing research on everything from subatomic particles, like the Higgs that was in the news a few months back, to stars and galaxies and everything in between. So we have groups that are looking at things like how to suppress traumatic memories, how to work with people with bipolar disorders, ways to better forecast tornadoes to give people more warning and have more accurate paths. So there really isn't an area of research that we're not involved in.
Do you have some sense at this point of how much research funding could be cut at CU?
Well, the guidance that we're getting is that federal agencies are facing cuts of around 8%. And of course, that's on a budget for 2013 that's not set in detail yet. So it's hard to predict exactly how much of those cuts we're going to see at CU Boulder, but we're certainly going to be talking about several million dollars of impact on our research.
Several million dollars. You know, part of the reason this is unclear is because if indeed sequestration occurs, it will be up to agencies to figure out how exactly to absorb the cuts. But you know, what do you know about the potentials there?
So in some cases, what they'll do is say, we would have given you a grant for, say, $100,000. Now we're only going to give you a grant for $90,000.
Okay.
In other cases, they would have funded, say, the best 10% of proposals, and they'll only fund 9%. And the reason it's difficult to think about the impact precisely on CU Boulder is our researchers are very competitive. So, you know, our best researchers like Eric Cornell, who has a Nobel Prize in physics, he's probably not going to see a loss in funding. Some of our junior researchers who are just starting to establish themselves may find it hard to actually start their research programs. And in particular, I think we're probably going to be impacting the junior researchers more than the senior researchers.
There has been obviously a lot of talk about federal budget cuts for years now. I wonder what CU Boulder has been doing to plan for something like this. This isn't exactly coming out of the blue, right?
It isn't, although I think people have been hoping that we would reach a more sensible approach than sequestration. I mean, sequestration was supposed to be the worst of a set of alternatives. So we have been looking for things like, can we do research better with industry?
And there might be money in private industry to fuel some of that?
There might be, but one of the things that I think we have to think about in the big picture is, in 1980, if you looked at the research that was done in the United States, about two-thirds of it was done in federal laboratories and the large industrial labs like Bell Labs and Xerox. In 2010, we'd pretty much flipped. So two-thirds of the research is now done in universities and one-third is done in federal labs and industry. And the big difference there is we've essentially lost all of the large industrial labs. So we can certainly hope that industry will start to increase its research portfolio, but that's reversing the trend of the last 30 years. You know, you mentioned that this economic crunch has been coming for a long period of time. From my perspective, cutting research and development is actually the worst way to end up with a stable economy, because so much research and development actually drives innovation. Patents. Those patents lead to small businesses. Those small businesses produce jobs. Those jobs produce growth, and they actually bring in more revenue. If you're looking
at everybody who gets a slice of the federal pie is going to be saying in this crunch, you know, what we do is essential, but there have to be cuts somewhere.
So I think if you look at our competitors, the competitors with strong economies, like Germany, for example, in Europe, which is one of the European countries that is bailing out the other European countries, Germany makes a much larger investment in research and development than we actually do in the U.S. So we're already starting actually from a non-competitive position, and we're looking at being even less competitive in the future.
Sequestration could come Friday. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be paying attention to the information that we're starting to get from agencies about how they're going to respond to it. One of the problems about sequestration is they're taking cuts out of everything. So I sort of talk about it being like you're curing a disease by taking a chunk out of every major organ in your body. If we were being strategic about it, you might be thinking, well, I'm willing to lose a little bit more of this organ than I am of my brain, for example. Your spleen, you can do without your spleen, you can't do without your heart. And one of the areas that's impacted very early on is actually undergraduate research. 40% of physics undergraduates actually work in labs in the physics department. And we're going to see job losses. The cuts will fall disproportionately on contract staff. Those will be people who won't be getting a salary anymore, who won't be spending in the local shops. So there's going to be a lot of impacts that aren't necessarily going to hit on March 1st. But, you know, it's like the roof is slowly going to be falling in over the next few months. And don't forget that with sequestration, we're not talking about a one-time set of cuts. We're talking about these cuts maybe taking place every year for the next 10 years.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Patricia Rankin is Vice Chancellor for Research at CU Boulder. Research is one slice of how sequestration may play out in Colorado. We'll talk about some of the broader implications tomorrow.